This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Texas OU weekend is upon us. I guess later tonight, you could probably see it right now, Kevin, on 75. There are a lot of, because nobody takes classes on Friday. Nobody takes classes in Austin or Norman on Friday, right? If you're in college and you have class on Friday, you're an idiot for the way you scheduled your schedule.
It took me at least a year to figure that out.
Yeah, because it's party night is Thursday night, and then everybody's like either they have some blow-off class or just they don't have anything. Sometimes you have a lab, and you can get that rescheduled, but you don't schedule a class for Friday. So a lot of people are rolling in right now, and they're starting to make their way here, or they're going to start doing that tomorrow as well. And man, the party is going to get started. So you can see on 75 right now, people getting into downtown Dallas, trying to get to the state fair. And it's going to rain later on tonight, but this Saturday will be the game. The big game is going down between the Texas football team and the Oklahoma football team.
Right.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? This is not an advertisement. You could just say the Texas OU game.
877-881-1053. Have you ever been to the OU?
Yeah, he said the same thing that you just did.
The game between Texas and OU at the Cotton Bowl before. 877-881-1053. Is it something that like gets you excited? Are you a former student of either one of the schools? When did you go to your first one, and how did it all work for you? And also on top of that, where does it rank on your sports bucket list?
Okay, and I was really intrigued by this because of something that you said, I think on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Like, I know you're a big OU fan, but you said you'd never actually been to Texas OU. And I did think that's probably not, especially if you didn't go to school there, that's not the easiest ticket in the world to get, I'm sure, unless you're willing to, spend whatever it takes. So, Colby, you're a huge Texas fan. Have you been to a Texas OU game?
I have not.
Okay, so let me
see. I had one chance real quick. And my buddy was a UT fan, and he was like, dude, let's go. About 3 weeks before the game, he got a girlfriend, and she was a big UT fan. And then all of a sudden, I got left out on that one. And I was like, go ahead, dude. I was going to hang out with Adrian anyway, so I was kind of it was kind of weird, but I was kind of upset about that. I was like, that's kind of cold, you son of a...
I mean, yeah, especially if the game turned out well. If it turned out poorly...
Oh, you won. He got really hammered and sad, so...
So, I guess I want to start with you guys then, as we get the feedback, 877-881-1053. How much of a priority would that be for you? Because... like Corey asked me the other day, I would absolutely want to go to a Texas OU game. And I don't even care about either one of the schools just because, like, growing up here, that's just part of you growing up. You know, in the fall, it'll be the fall for 2 weeks, maybe. And we might be starting that 2 weeks. And it's going to be time for the fair, which means Texas OU. Right. And so, like, even though I don't care, I'm very interested in the atmosphere and what is usually two quality programs in a good football game. Like, I can admit that. And so I would absolutely want to go. But I'm curious for you guys, is that high on your priority list to be there in person?
It's not high on mine. And the main reason is because, well, going to most sporting events isn't really that high on the bucket list of things that, sports bucket list.
Yeah.
It's not, because people. You have to deal with people in their cars, and then you have to deal with people that are outside their cars, and then they're next to you, and then they're saying stupid stuff, and then I'll say something stupid, and next thing I know, I'm having an argument with somebody because they're dumb. So I'd rather just stay away from most people.
All right. So for me, I agree with Colby.
That was definitely a Colby-esque answer that I was like, I could see that.
I will say this, though. It is kind of high on the priority list, mostly because Adrian went. I think she went to a game 1 year. No, okay. She hasn't gone to a game. But she went to OU, and I would love the opportunity. Now, here's the thing. If I can get a guaranteed full day where I don't have to be back to the kids or have the kids with me at the game, then that's going to make it easier, because then I can go down there, spend the day down there and not get too stressed about trying to pack it all in a couple hours.
So let's say for example, then,
if Kevin's going to watch my kids for me on a Saturday, I will do it.
It could
Let
happen.
Me watch your kids. They'll come back totally different.
Oh, man, that's true. So let's say for some reason, Adrian just called you tonight and she's like, you know what, Corey, you've been working really hard. If you want to try to find a ticket for Saturday, knock yourself out. You're free and clear all day.
Oh, I'd probably go. Yeah, okay. I'd take it, man, because I mean, I got my goddaughter's birthday is Saturday, and I got to be there for that. But
I could see that.
They're Catholic, not me.
I mean, I understand how the godparent system works. From the 817, Texas OU rates right up there with a root canal. If you say something like that, tell me what your affiliation is, because I'm sure like plenty of A&M people will sprinkle in here. But I'm an A&M person, and even I would want to see it because I'm a big fan of the sports spectacle. And
there's so much pageantry.
Yeah, and there can be no doubt that Texas OU is one of the country's great sports spectacles, right? Like,
yes.
We would all be on board with that. The stadium being split in half, a just heated rival at the state fair. It's tremendously exciting, even if you don't care.
The bands are loud and rowdy. The pregame is loud and rowdy. Even after the game, one of the teams has to sit there and kind of watch as the other team wears that weird hat.
And you can't escape either, because Colby's right, going back to what he was talking about. It's not like, let's say you're an OU fan and your team lost in Norman. Well, you're just going to probably deal with mostly a bunch of sad people walking out to their cars. There is no way to avoid thousands of obnoxious other side fans you lose. It's impossible.
This is another thing, too, Kevin. We've been to, and Colby, you have too, and I'm sure Reggie's gotten that opportunity as well. We've been to tons of sporting events working them, right? Like, we've had that opportunity to go a lot of events and work them. This is something I don't want to work. I never want to, I don't want my first experience to be I had to cover that game. I want my first experience to be I was part of that game. I was one of the fans screaming my head off. I was in that moment, because as much as being there is fun, it's not fun if you can't cheer.
Right.
And when you're working these events, it's just not the same when you can't drink your head off and cheer your ears off.
I think about that.
Lungs out.
Cheer your ears off sounds about right. That's what people say. I think that sometimes when I would cover like UFCs, because you get really great seats and that part's awesome, but I can't stand up and yell or anything
right.
like that. From the 903, I went 2 years ago. The environment was great, but the overall experience was awful. Worst day of the year to go to the fair. Ass to elbow the entire time. From the 617, wherever that is, love Texas OU weekend. UT grad, been a couple of times. It is awesome.
You know, Boston. It says Boston.
Boston, Massachusetts?
Yeah, because there's not a Boston, Texas, I don't believe.
Oh, but
Boston,
there's an Austin, Massachusetts. Austin.
The other thing, too, is I know the fair is a blast and everything, but for the longest time, the West End just filled up.
There's a new Boston, Texas.
That's right.
The West End became the area where all the bars down there just absolutely filled up and everybody was going nuts. I'm not sure what is the scene whenever the game's over with and the fair's done with, because like I said, some of the OU fans, some of the UT fans, you can't get a hotel right now. Not in this area. They're not available. So where do they go? Do they still go back down to the West End, or they make their way over to Uptown? What is the big party area now whenever they trickle away from the fair and go? A lot of fraternities rent out bars, and they'll just take over that bar for the night, and eat, win or lose, that's where they're going to throw their party. So that's
right,
the other thing that
people.
I think is a lot of fun too, because then you see in the streets the Sooner and UT fans going back and forth too. So it trickles out beyond whatever happens in the game.
From the 214, I really enjoy the OU Texas game. Been three times, had a blast in the game. Everyone's standing, they're loud the whole time. The only thing that sucks is it's hard to get enough tickets together with your friends, so you're cheering with strangers the whole time. That is one of the magical things of sport, though, is when you're able to quickly bond with a stranger. You know, like when we did the watch parties for the Cowboys at Hero. Like, I'm walking around high-fiving all these people I've never met in my entire life because we all are excited when the Cowboys do good things. And so I think sports is one thing where you can just bond straight away.
I went to me and my buddy and my wife and his wife went to a Cowboys Redskins game. And sitting in front of us were two guys, and both of them had their girlfriends as well. Both the guys were Cowboys fans. Both the girls were Redskins fans. Now, we were all Cowboys fans, but every time the Cowboys scored, these dudes would turn around and high-five us, and we were all having a great time, and these girls just sat there and pouted. And then one time, the Redskins scored, and they jumped up and started cheering, and he looked at his girlfriend and said, "It's going to be a long walk home for you." And we were all like, "Oh!"
Whoa.
And it was an absolute blast, because you're right, Kevin. We were there rooting for one thing. And they were rooting against it, and we got to have that good bond just being at a sporting event.
Now, that whole day is filled with perilous, like, I feel like you're on the edge of getting in a fight at any point, because this is a good example from the 469. And shout out to Corey on this one, too. I want to go sit by the kick post for the game.
Uh-huh.
Man, if you missed that, tremendous description. But I rode the train to the fair on game day, and all those people saying boomer made me want to throw up. From the 224, some of these area codes are wild. Love the experience. I go every year. Greatest game of the whole season. And then I saw, we're getting a lot of feedback here, but I saw somebody say that they were from Oklahoma State, and this is the most important game of the year.
Because it kind of depicts which one of them it is for, is going to be battling between those two. Like, which game's important for them to win?
Especially given the way it's always scheduled, since it works in cooperation with the fair, it's usually scheduled, like, pretty early in the Big 12 season. And so you get a really quick look more often than not at who's going to be the front runner.
I know a lot of times Bedlam is late in the season.
Yeah, exactly. So. And I know it's not always, but more often than not, this is the game to determine who's going to be the front runner in the Big 12. So, no, I could definitely see that.
I will say, when it comes to my bucket list, though, it's lower on the schedule for me, because I still have, especially when it comes to college football, like, college sports completely different. I want to go to Omaha. I want to go and experience the College World Series. That's probably number three on my list. Number one, though, is I want to experience a night game on Saturday at LSU. That's my number one. If I get a chance to do that. Because that place is just, it's an amazing venue to watch a game, and it just looks awesome.
Especially if you can get it, if you can get against a really highly ranked opponent. Like, I would go either way, but if you can get a highly ranked opponent, because that's what they always say, Saturday night, Death Valley is where top ranked teams go to die. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that's an intense phrase, first of all. But I think that would be really cool to see, like, the LSU-Bama Saturday night game in Baton Rouge, but I would go to whatever game.
From the 214, this person had a terrible experience. Dart was so packed with drunk guys, one drunk guy just took a huge bite out of my turkey leg.
See, the struggle is real.
Do you hit somebody with your turkey leg at that point?
Of course you do.
You hit them with your fist. What are you talking about?
Well, no, they've already ruined the turkey leg. Now they've made it into a weapon.
Well, I mean, have they? That turkey leg is big. You could still eat off the other sides.
Right.
Their mouth was on that thing.
I'm not going to lie to you, Corey. I'm going to be a little grossed out, but I'm probably not going to eat other parts of the turkey leg.
When I spent $25 for this turkey leg, I'm eating this turkey leg.
And if I took it on the train, it was clearly important enough for me to eat. All right. If I carry that thing out of the fair onto the train, you better believe I'm eating it, even if somebody else is eating off of it.
No, see, here's I mean, and I would eat it if it was just out of sheer principle of eating it. But now they've given me a reason to use this turkey leg to whip some ass.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about using. Actually, I was thinking, you know what? If somebody does something, I could hit them with this turkey leg.
Okay.
And now I have a reason to do it.
What if we compromise? The side they took the bite out of, you hit them with that side,
I mean,
and then you still eat the other side.
You've seen the ham slap, right?
The turkey's going. The turkey leg.
I haven't seen the ham slap except super, super close up year after year.
The turkey will explode when you hit somebody with it. It's just going everywhere. It's going to splinter off and just go everywhere. Maybe if you get lucky, part of the bone will get stuck in their face.
Oh, my God.
Make them look like cat whiskers.
Yeah.
So graphic. This is something I think we can all agree on, though, from the 217. No matter who wins, at least we don't have to live in Oklahoma.
It's true.
Their beer isn't as... Well, they just changed that law.
They changed that. Yeah.
It's fine, man. Like, Oklahoma's okay.
What are you doing right now?
Get it? Okay.
What are you doing?
That's their... It's fine.
We were doing good.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.